Guarda che io questa mappa lo so,
they said no, they killed him years ago. They had to find just to identify
him.
The son? No. They killed him a while ago. They just identified it to make sure it was him. Now they said they killed him a while ago. His son.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. The chavod.
With your permission. Chasul Mashiach will not show up before. So next Sunday is. Tani Tisha B'Av. So the Mishnah says there are five things that did happen on Tisha B'Av. The first thing the Mishnah says, when Am Yisrael came out of Egypt, they sent the spies to check Eretz Israel. The spies came back, and Am Yisrael said they don't want to go to Eretz Israel. They cried, was the night of Tisha B'Av, and Hashem swore that they will not go to Eretz Israel. So the Mishnah said, that's the first thing that happened on Tisha B'Av. A decree. Nigzar al avotenu, shelo yikansu le'eretz Yisrael, shelo gam to Eretz Yisrael. But, if you think about it, if you want to translate it to our time, for example, the guy that committed a major sin, murdered somebody, then again, they put him in an electric chair. And he died. And his family is going to say every day, every year, if there was an electric chair, we're going to remember it. They make a big thing. The guy was electricized, an electric chair. I said, what happened to him? What did he do? What happened? Well, he murdered somebody. Okay, so he murdered somebody. So he was killed. There's nothing to be sorry for this guy. Maybe sorry that he killed somebody, but not sorry that he was killed. He was killed because he deserved death. I mean, Sarah said he don't want to go to Israel. In Egypt, 2.4 million people died. So what's greater? 600,000 died in the desert, or 2.4 million died in Egypt 3 days before we left? They just died because it doesn't say they did any sins. It says the purpose in your life is to go to Israel. If you don't want to go to Israel, you lost the visa of being alive. It's not a punishment. Hashem made you to go to Israel, not to live in Egypt. So there's no tanit on this. There's nothing. Like, you know, forget about it. 2.4 million. It's the first Holocaust. It's not a small thing. At the time, 2.4 million was 4/5 of Am Israel vanished. Nothing. Here, we not only, it's only 600,000, now we have a few millions already, but we committed a major sin. Now we left Egypt and we're going to Israel. And now you start crying about it, and this, and that. So maybe it's something similar, but it's nothing to cry about it. You caused yourself the death penalty. You don't want to go to Israel, you're finished. And it wasn't like a major Holocaust. Every year, 15,000 and change went down. They dug their own grave, and then Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says, in the morning, Moshe used to come and says, no, who is alive, come out. Whoever was not alive was inside his pit, and they covered him by. So, he says, something so bad happened to Tisha B'Av. He says, Nigzar Rabotenu. He says, that was a tragedy. It should not go to Eretz Israel. That's not a tragedy. It's not a tragedy. 2.4 million people also died in Egypt. He didn't do anything about it. Nobody says anything. Remember 2.4 million? What were you talking about? The second thing, and the third, the Gemara says, the first Beit HaMikdash, the second Beit HaMikdash would destroy in Tisha B'Av. And the fourth thing, the Gemara says, city of Betha, millions of Jews, and the designated Mashiach Bar Kokhba lived over there, was killed with the sins of the people, says the Rambam, also happened in Tisha B'Av. And the fifth thing the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Yimach Shimon, first the Muzaradan, and then the Romans plowed Yerushalayim. What is the tragedy to plow Yerushalayim? If the tragedy is, as hundreds of millions were killed in Yerushalayim, hundreds of millions. But you tell me, after the destruction, the Midrash was destroyed, hundreds of people died, You know what happened to Tisha B'Av? After they did everything, they brought some tractors and they plowed Yerushalayim. What is the big deal to plow Yerushalayim? This is something that to be mentioned? It's nothing. So they didn't plow Yerushalayim, so they clear all the demolition. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says, sounds from the Mishnah that all the five things are, each one of them is a part of the Ta'anit. Some Chachamim think that we have five things, five restrictions. On Tisha B'Av, don't eat, don't drink, leather shoes, showers. So they said five restrictions. This five restriction is for the five things that did happen on Tisha B'Av. Some of the Mishnah says all of them are the same. How can you compare destruction of Beit HaMikdash or killing millions of people in Beit HaMikdash to plow Yerushalayim? Nothing. It's not even a tragedy. It's nothing. I tell you, listen, the plow Yamit. Okay, well, so I'm Israel, left here and left. It's the plow, it's not good for them. No? So it's a tragedy. Gemara tells us a statement like this. When Am Yisrael said Az Yashir, the sentence reads in Az Yashir like this, you should bring them and plant them in Eretz Yisrael. Machon leshivtecha palta Hashem, tigdash Hashem konu yadecha. Says the Gemara, the explanation of this sentence is, the sentence reads, Machon leshivtecha, a place that you should sit. Dwell. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? The Gemara says, you know, upstairs in Shamayim, Hashem has a chair. And the chair upstairs is exactly across from Beit HaMikdash downstairs. It means like this, if you go to Yerushalayim and you go where the Beit HaMikdash used to be, and you raise your eyes and you look up, you're going to hit the chair. That's the explanation of the sentence in Az Yashir. Machon leshivtecha palta Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you prepared yourself a seat. Mikdash Hashem konu yadecha. Hashem, Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash is across from the chair. So what's the significance about it? What do you try to tell me? He says, listen, if you look up, you see the chair. Says the Gemara, that's what happened. When we crossed Yam Suf, and we looked upstairs, says the Gemara, even a maid saw higher vision than Yechezkel Hanavi. What did you see? Tell me, what did you see? He was not telling what you saw. I saw a chair. And Avi Yishayahu said, and Yechezkel said, that Hashem has a chair, Hashem sits on a chair, whatever it means. But there's a chair upstairs. And when you crossed Yam Suf, you were able to see the chair. How do you see the chair? And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up all the skies, the Gemara says, and showed us, here, I'm sitting on a chair. Says the Gemara, that is the meaning of Az Yashir, that we say, Mikdash Hashem, Kol Yodecha Hashem, Beit HaMikdash. So where is it? Your Beit HaMikdash downstairs is across from the chair. I said, what's the significance? And if it's not across, what difference does it make? If the Beit HaMikdash will be here, and the chair will be on the right or on the left, it's no. That's the prophecy. This is in Az Yashir. The Torah tells us when Yaakov Avinu left his father's house to go to Laban's house, he had a dream. When you get up from the dream, and he says, oh, what a holy place is here. The Gemara says, actually, when he was sleeping on the place of Beit HaMikdash. And he said, Ma nora makom hazeh? He says, this place is very holy. En zekim bet Elokim. This is going to be Beit HaMikdash over here. Veze Shara Shamayim. Over here is the gate of Shamayim. So the Gemara says, what do you say Veze? I said, I tell you what it is. Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, if you look up, you see Beit HaMikdash upstairs. The Gemara says, there is a big Beit HaMikdash upstairs. There's Beit HaMikdash upstairs. There's an altar upstairs. So, in Az Yashir, the Gemara said, when Am Yisrael looked upstairs, so across from Beit HaMikdash, you see a chair. Now the Torah says, the Gemara says, that Yaakov Avinu said, you see, I lie over here, And then he's going to be Beit HaMikdash. When I look upstairs, I see Beit HaMikdash upstairs. So Beit HaMikdash, you see a chair. What do you see? Another place in the Torah. And it says, after Hashem spoke to us and told us the Ten Commandments, in Parashat Mishpatim, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, look, Moshe, I'm going to send an angel in front of you to bring you to the place that I prepared for you. Says the Gemara, what preparation? What do you mean, Hashem? Hashem said, Moshe, listen, Moshe, I want to ask you something. I'm sending an angel to take you to Eretz Israel, to Yerushalayim, to be Beit HaMikdash. But you should know, Moshe, the place that you can be Beit HaMikdash is the Beit HaMikdash upstairs. Again, if you stand on the place of Beit HaMikdash, you raise your eyes, you see upstairs Beit HaMikdash. So two places, it says you raise your eyes, you see Beit HaMikdash. One place it says, you raise your eyes, you see a chair. So, how do you mean? Is it a chair or Beit HaMikdash? It's not the same spot. It can be. Otherwise, it would be the same language all the time. Upstairs is Beit HaMikdash. No. One time it says a chair, two times it says Beit HaMikdash. But it's a secret. Hashem said, listen, I want you to know that the Beit HaMikdash downstairs is exactly across from the Beit HaMikdash upstairs. So what's it all about? Comes the Gemara tells like this. Gemara tells us that there are seven skies. Likewise, we have seven shepherds, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. The Gemara, we have seven skies. The Gemara says the names of the sky. Milon, Shamayim, Rakia, Shrakim. Number four, the Gemara says in Shamayim, there is a place, it's called Zvul. Says the Gemara, what do you have over there? What is it? The Gemara says, what's the purpose of each sky? The Gemara says, that sky is called sky number four. There is upstairs Beit HaMikdash. There is Yerushalayim over there. There's an altar over there. And the Kohen HaGadol over there is Michael. He sacrifices for Hashem. This is sky number four. It's called Zvul. But actually, the Gemara says, you should know there's upstairs a place called Yerushalayim too. And the Gemara says, and Mashiach will come, Yad Be'amin Amin. The Gemara says, Yerushalayim will come down as well as Beit HaMikdash. It's not just Beit HaMikdash will come down. It's Yerushalayim upstairs. The Gemara says, one of the Chachamim, Rabbi Yochanan gave a lecture, he explained to the people, and says, we read it in the Haftarot after the Shabbat Av, Pesam Ti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to make Yerushalayim, Avne Chefetz, Shareich, the gates of Yerushalayim will be special stones. This is sky number four. So we climb up, sky number seven, it's called Aravot. Over there is the chair of Hashem. And the Shamot, the Gemara is the least. If you want to take a look at the Gemara, Maseret Chagiga, page 12b. So Chachamim explained to us like this. Look. The Gemara says that language. In the time that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come down to tell us to do a Mishkan for Hashem, and the same time, Hashem told the angels, build me a Beit HaMikdash upstairs. Same time. He says, what is the purpose? What does it mean? So Chachamim tells us like this. Hashem doesn't care less. Yes, Beit HaMikdash, no Beit HaMikdash. Hashem cares, we should care for Him. And Hashem told us to be Beit HaMikdash. It's going to be exactly across from the one upstairs. When you come to Beit HaMikdash and you raise your eyes and you look upstairs, what you should have in mind is not the one that you hear. But thank God, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has His palace, has His house. And we should worry about Hashem. That's actually what we say. Friday night in the Mizmorim. Ra'ucho lafsas et Yeshuat Elokeinu. Mashiach will come, but he will see so-called the Kadosh Baruch Hu has his own redemption, his own Yeshua. What does it mean? So the Gemara says, Rabbi says, when the Tamidash was destroyed, the tragedy, of course, it was the Tamidash. that is a small tragedy to compare to the big tragedy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he is not going into his palace because downstairs is destroyed. Why? Why doesn't go? Because the whole purpose of downstairs, it's called Itahuta Deletata, it means to wake us up to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, let them do a Mishkan, Hashem doesn't care. Hashem needs a bit of Mikdash, why does he need it? Hashem wants me to have a Mikdash, no, he doesn't need it. Hashem wants me to think about him. That's the purpose of life. Shiviti Hashem v'tamid, Hashem wants you to think about him all the time. This is our life. Our life is Hashem. Our Father is Hashem. So what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to make you something similar to me. I said, what is it? I said, I'll tell you what it is. Sky number four is called Zvul. In that sky, I'm going to make a Beta Mikdash. I'm going to show you something. You're going to build Beta Mikdash. And it's going to be exactly, if we may say, upstairs, of course, everything is spiritually. But likewise, we imagine like a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a form, even though Hashem has no form. I said, Beta Mikdash upstairs, this is something spiritually, that if it will come down, it's going to be physically. And until it's going to come down, that's what you need. You need to look upstairs, and you know the one that you have downstairs is just imitation. This is something for you to think about Hashem. So you go to the Beit HaMikdash, it's not Beit HaMikdash. It's the house of Hashem, it's not here. Of course, it's also for Hashem, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is to look upstairs. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, the minute that you make downstairs here, I'm going to order and command the angels to make something exactly like this upstairs. Why is it exactly like this? You can do anything. No. That's the purpose. So actually, the tragedy where Beit HaMikdash was destroyed here, so the Gemara says, Hashem said, I destroyed here, so what's the purpose? I should go inside. The only reason I have upstairs is because we have downstairs. We have downstairs, and then we go in Beit HaMikdash downstairs, and then we look upstairs, so we remember Hashem. But Hashem doesn't need the one downstairs. Hashem wants downstairs to remind us about upstairs. There's no downstairs. We don't need upstairs. The Gemara says, Hashem doesn't go. Why do I have to go to upstairs? Why do I have to go upstairs? Hashem needs a vacation. He needs a palace. He doesn't need anything. Hashem wants us to appreciate him. That's the purpose of creation. Ramban writes in his commentary, somebody's going to ask you, why does Hashem create you? What's the purpose of him? What does Hashem have for me? He says, you don't know. I tell you what Hashem wants. Hashem wants you only to realize there is Hashem. That's it. Come to Beit HaKnesset, says the Ramban, and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sing to him, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I realize I have a father, I have Hashem. That's it, Hashem wants. There's no other purpose in creation, says the Ramban. Why do you come here? Nothing. I came to appreciate Hashem. Via the mitzvot, we appreciate Hashem. Less mitzvot a person makes, less he realizes who is Hashem. That's it. So, come to Gemara, that's the explanation. Betamidash, no, Betamidash is destroyed twice on Tisha B'Av. That's not a tragedy. This is not a tragedy at all. Because, the way it says in the Gemara, we deserved it. The first Betamidash, Hamisah did not behave. Second Betamidash, people did not behave. So what's the tragedy? You're supposed to cry for people who didn't do the right thing. You're not crying. So, somebody burned his house, and then he's sitting outside, he's crying. He said, why are you crying? The house got burned. He said, you burn it. He said, why are you crying? Next time, before you burn your house, think about it. Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because we burn it. It's not the Romans on the book of the Torah, the Rashaim. Gemara says, Hashem tells the Rashaim to do bad things. But what, if somebody's going to ask, the Gemara says, what happened? What happened? Nothing. He didn't do the mitzvot. And the Nebuchadnezzar Machshemot came. And then the Machshemot, Titus came. But he's done to mourn. Shabbat on the floor. I'm sure Hashem said, what? They say that Napoleon came, he captured Paris. So somebody came over to him. And, former came to him and said, listen, the Jews are not happy with you. They're all sitting down on the floor of the crowd. Napoleon went to Beit HaKnesset and he sees the people on the floor and they cry. He says, what happened? Why are you against me? He said, we're not against you. Well, we mourn. So Napoleon says, what happened? And he says, Beit HaMikdash got burned. Beit HaMikdash got burned? When? What? So they explained to him, about 1500 years ago. I was with Amida Shini Yerushalayim, the first, over 2,000 years ago, and the second one, I said, got burned. I says, you must be kidding. You're sitting on the floor now and you're crying for something that happened 1,500 years ago. And it's true, it's impossible for a regular person to sit down on the floor and cry for a building, even though it's Beit HaMikdash, that was destroyed 2,000 years ago. You go to certain Beit HaKnesset, you go to Yeshivot, you see the Rosh Yeshivot sit on the floor and they cry. Okay. You go to Rosh Yeshivot, what do you mean? Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av? A person does not cry something that he never saw and he was never able even to imagine it. And you say, you're crying. What do you mean? Tell people today about the Holocaust. People cry today?
Nothing.
Well, you just read and hear what the German Yimach Shemam did, the way they acted. Horrible. Horrible. So you say, I have to sit down on the phone and cry for it?
No.
So anything cry for Beit HaMikdash? What's the secret behind it? What's the secret? The secret is we don't cry on the one downstairs.
No.
Let's forget about it. First of all, we deserve that it got burned. But the real reason is we'll cry because with HaMikdash downstairs, it was a tool to understand our Father in Shamayim, to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a spiritual thing. Spiritual thing stays inside us. If it's a physical, the Gemara says Hashem makes you forget. But it's spiritual, you cannot forget. So Chachamim say, what happened really on Tisha B'Av is not that HaMikdash downstairs was burned. It's, of course it's a major thing, I don't say it's nothing. Millions of people are killed. Hundreds of millions killed. It's a major thing. It's a major thing. But we don't mourn for this. We mourn that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have a house. And the whole purpose of the HaMikdash downstairs was to wake us up, to look upstairs to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. He has his Beit HaMikdash. And that's what the Chachamim say. This is what Yaakov Avinu saw. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Yaakov Avinu woke up. From the dream, it says, where am I? I am in Beit HaMikdash. It says, upstairs is the gate of Shomayim. The Gemara says, what do you say, Yaakov? I say that upstairs from Beit HaMikdash is going to be another one. For what are you saying, kid? I don't understand, Yaakov. Who cares? It is Beit HaMikdash. He says, this is, I am on a holy place. He says, no. Veze Shar HaShomayim. This place is across exactly from Beit HaMikdash. He said, why are you saying it? I don't understand. Who cares? Same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After Hashem told us 10 commandments, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Parashat Mishpatim, listen, an angel is going to come, he's going to take you to the place that is exactly across from Beit HaMikdash, sky number 4. I said, I don't care. I'm going to Israel. I said, why are you going to Israel? Listen, Israel is my land. Israel, you know, prosperity, Israel, business, Israel, Baruch Hashem, one of the third of the best missiles, these ways. I don't understand what Israel is all about. Israel, the Gemara says, is Beit HaMikdash. Israel, the Gemara says, is Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, when Hashem told Abraham Avinu, I'm giving you Eretz Israel, Abraham Avinu said, Hashem, listen, I know what Eretz Israel is. Eretz Israel is the place of Beit HaMikdash. If that place is going to be for me, thank you very much for Eretz Israel. If that place you want to give to somebody else, I don't need it. I don't need it. So Gemara, I don't need it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his wisdom, with his mercy, gave us Eretz Israel. Eretz Israel is not Israel. Yaakov Avinu wakes up in the middle of the night. He says, where are you? The Gemara says, Hashem so-called folded all Eretz Israel underneath Yaakov Avinu. And he gets to the moon and he says, this is Beit HaMikdash over here. By the way, he said, it's a cross. What if they say it's a cross? From what? From what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu? An angel is going to come. It's going to take you to Eretz Israel, and it's going to take you to the Beit HaMikdash, and it's a cross. Who cares if it's a cross? Not a cross. It's because it means like this. Rav uses the word mechuvan. It means you have to have the kavana. When you come to Beit HaMikdash, you have to have your mind straight. I'm here. No, you're not here. No. You're in Shamayim. It says Hashem wants you to come here because Hashem wants you to realize this with HaMikdash upstairs, and he has a house, Hashem has a house. I mean, say that's what the tragedy of Tisha B'Av. The tragedy of Tisha B'Av is not with HaMikdash here. The tragedy is that Hashem cannot, of course he could, but he said, I am not going into my HaMikdash upstairs. Says the Gemara the same thing exactly on Yerushalayim. Gemara Masechet Anit, page 5. Lo ave b'Yerushalayim. Hashem said, you know the song? Hashem said, I will not come to my Yerushalayim because there's no Yerushalayim downstairs. So Yirmiyahu wrote Megillat Echa. Megillat Echa starts, Echa Yashva Badad. Ha! This city is by itself. This is the problem? Yerushalayim is a problem? No problem in Yerushalayim. What's the problem in Yerushalayim? Oh Hashem, we're all around the world, perfect. What's wrong? So the whole Megillah Techa, most of the Megillah, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Haita Kalmana, Rabat Bagoyim, every sentence, Yerushalayim, most of the sentence, Yerushalayim. That's the problem in Yerushalayim? If you remember, Nachamu, Shabbat after Shabbat, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Dabru Alev Yerushalayim. I don't understand. Yerushalayim is a city, it's nothing. This is nothing. Says Navi says, speak to Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, Hashem sent Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, angels to comfort Yerushalayim. Talk to Yerushalayim. Comfort what Yerushalayim? He says, see, you see from Megillat Echa, before, on Tisha B'Av, we read Echa, it's about Yerushalayim. What's Yerushalayim? I said, I'll tell you what it is. Sky number 4, Zvul, has Yerushalayim over there. There's a whole city of Yerushalayim over there, ready to come down. There's a Beit HaMikdash over there, ready to come down. Says the Gemara, you know what happened? On Tisha B'Av, somebody plowed Yerushalayim. It means Yerushalayim was deserted, no people. There's no people, so you go to Yerushalayim. You're not in Yerushalayim. When you come to Yerushalayim and you get off the bus, whatever, you come to Yerushalayim, you raise your eyes up, says it's Hashem. I see Yerushalayim, sky number 4. Hashem, you go to the Kotel, you say Hashem. I look upstairs, I see Zvul number 4, sky number 4, Zvul, I see Beit HaMikdash. For this, Hashem gave us Yerushalayim. It's not Yerushalayim, but Hashem gave us Yerushalayim. Not Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael. The purpose is to realize Hashem. Hashem wants us to realize it. I said, how Hashem is going to realize it? He's going to call Yerushalayim. What's Yerushalayim? He's upstairs Yerushalayim too. He's upstairs Beit HaMikdash too. That's the Mishnah says. You should know the tragedies. On Tisha B'Av is nothing. It's not what you think. It's not down here, Yerushalayim was plowed, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. It's nothing. It says, Avotenu, it says 600,000 people died. I tell you what it is. We're already on the way to Eretz Yisrael. We're almost there. And it says, if you not have sent the spy in 3 days, we would have been there. We've gone to Yerushalayim. Instead, the crying that this land is no good, that's the worst. It's not like the 2.4 million people died in Egypt. They said, there's so many want to stay in Egypt. Bad enough here. But if you come back and you say, this land is not good, and this is what Calvin Yeshua said, the land is very good, what do you mean? He said, don't understand. Cannot be good, cannot be bad. That place was designated for you because it's underneath sky number 4. You say, but if you climb from number 4 all the way to number 7, the Arabot, as it's over there, it's a chair. Over there is a chair. So the chair is exactly on top of number 4, sky number 4, is exactly on Yerushalayim Beit HaMikdash. So you come to Beit HaMikdash, and you raise your eyes, so first you see sky number 4, you see the Beit HaMikdash over there, you see Yerushalayim, and if you look and concentrate higher, then you see the chair of Hashem. The chair of Hashem. You must tell you, what do you know about the chair of Hashem? What do you know about it? A few information about the Chair of Hashem. Information number 1, the Gemara says. Before Hashem created this world, He created 2 things. The Torah and His chair. When He says, Hashem is on the chair, whatever it means. In Beit HaMikdash was allowed only one chair. Who sits on that? Only somebody that comes from David HaMelech. Nobody else is allowed to sit on it. I says, what's the problem? Put some chairs. You don't understand. A chair that you sit on the chair has to wake you up and think about Hashem's chair, sky number 7. That's it. That's the secret of the chair. If you remember, Amalek, when the Torah painted, so-called, he ruined the chair of Hashem. says, Mashiach will come, it's going to be, Hashem's chair will be complete. Comes the Gemara and says, look, Shlomo made the chair. Says the Gemara, that Shlomo made the chair in a very special way. Gemara says, people from the world came to look at the chair. That sounds like, you know, like something, you know, very professional, something very important, unique. Gemara says, a person came and looked at the chair, his neshama felt Hashem's chair. His neshama. This was the power of the chair. The power of the chair. This is where the chair broke when the king of Egypt wanted to sit on it. Other people. I said, the heat, the lions, of course, everything was like computerized. But what's the secret of the chair? The Gemara says, Hashem told David, it's going to be your chair. That's what actually we say in Tfilah. Chesed David Avdach. Mirab B'tuchatachin. That says, you see, there's a chair of David. Chesed David Mamlachto. It says, you see, in the Tfilah, in the Tanakh all the time, David's chair. Who cares about the chair? Who cares about the chair? The Gemara says, Hashem told Shlomo, go sit on my chair. What means chair? It's pasuk in the Navi. Hashem put Shlomo on his chair. On Hashem's chair. What does it mean? What does it mean? Because when Shlomo made the chair, the Gemara says, his wisdom was so high in his prophecy, he was able to designate something physical that is going to remind everybody about Hashem's chair, sky number 7. And that's what the Gemara says, you should know, when we crossed Yam Suf, it was such a high level because we went inside the water. We had such a emuna in Hashem. We said, Azi Hashem. So the Gemara says, you know what happened? In Azi Hashem, we're going to say something. And it says, Teviemo titaemo, Hashem is going to bring them. The Gemara says, what do you mean them? Should have said us. I said, no. Azi Hashem is a prophecy. And in the prophecy, they knew they're not going to be there. Because their generation, 600,000 people will die in the desert. It says, they will go Teviemo. Where you going to plant them? Behar Nachalatcha, this is the mountain with Beit HaMikdash. Machon Leshivtecha, your chair, Hashem is your chair. So my chair, what are you talking about my chair? Migdash Hashem Koni Yadecha. He said, Beit HaMikdash is also the chair. The Gemara says, when Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to change Yerushalayim's name to the chair of Hashem. Why? Because Yerushalayim is sky number 4. The chair is number 7. The goal is to connect ourselves to the chair of Hashem. The chair was created before creation. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by levels, is trying to reach, we should reach that level. So we did reach it. When we crossed Yam Suf, Hashem opened the skies and showed us the chair. Says the Gemara, let the sentence, a person has to know it, as they should have this Kavana, as all says. It says, what do you see in Am Zashir? I hope to be in Eretz Israel, where, in Machon Yishitcha, Mikdash Hashem Kodnecha, in Bet HaMikdash, and what Kavanah you have, I have the Kavanah of the Chair of Hashem. Not Sky number 4, Sky number 7. That's the goal. That's what they say, Bar Kokhba was supposed to be Mashiach, and Mashiach, of course, is a grandson of David HaMelech, that he will sit on the chair, and that chair is to remind us about Hashem's chair on Sky number 7, and says that's the whole Tisha B'Av. The Tisha B'Av is not we mourn on Bar Kokhba, on hundreds of millions of people, but we mourn that Hashem was not able, so called, may I say, to achieve, His will. His will that we should understand that the goal is the chair of Hashem. But we climb. First, we have to think about Beit HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. It's the sky number 4. And for there, we have to go to sky number 7. Hamim said, that's what happened. On Tisha B'Av happened 5 things. And those 5 things disconnected us from the purpose of creation, the chair. If Hashem created the chair before he created this world. And it says, that's the tragedy. That's what Hamim said. That's what people mourn on Tisha B'Av, to come closer to Hashem, to Yisheh, the Mishach Shammah Amen. Amen. I'm going to go to the hospital.